What's good? This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter, I Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Huh? You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast in the fucking city, you heard? Dang.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's DJ Consistency checking in with the hottest podcast in Orlando, in Florida, in the world. You know what it is, man. Slick Talk with Slick Nick. All right? You know what the fuck going on, man. Make sure that you vibe with me, ride with me. Slick Nick, let them know.
Good. This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter, I Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Huh? You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast in the fucking city, you heard? Dang.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's DJ Consistency checking in with the hottest podcast in Orlando, in Florida, in the world. You know what it is, man. Slick Talk with Slick Nick. All right? You know what the fuck going on, man. Make sure that you vibe with me, ride with me. Slick Nick, let them know.
Good. This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter, I Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about
What's going on, podcast world? It is your girl, Slick Nick, and we are back with another dope, super funky, fresh episode. There's a word that Missy used to say that I really be trying to remember, but I'm going to get it next week, I promise. And I'm here. You see the shirt that I got on Trap Live because I'm with one of my favorite bands, period, full of dope behind people. Trap Live is in the building. And as always, I start to my left. So... Go ahead.
Okay, I am Lisa Lynette, one of the first ladies, one of the queens. I think my thing going off. I can't hear myself no more.
Oh, push.
But anyway, Lisa Lynette, one of the queens of the Live Band.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. And then I'm across across from Lisa, it's...
Hey, it's Boone, you know, the rapper of the band. That's it.
That's it? In That's the back, it. We got...
B. They call me Big B, you know. Berlin, you know, the bass player.
Big Beast, that's for bands, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Poe Beezy, you already know. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Oh, that's okay.
About it. That's about it. That's
okay.
About
it.
Yeah.
I'm a Teddy Alexander keyboard player.
Teddy Alexander?
Yeah.
That's a fancy name.
Teddy Ellis.
Teddy Alexander.
He's
Teddy Riding, little brother.
Right.
Teddy Riding.
Well, thank y'all for being here. I super appreciate y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. So y'all tell me, what have y'all been doing? How y'all been holding up during this whole quarantine?
It's kind of been normal for me. Like, I go to work, but I don't go to work 5 days a week.
Right.
Like, I go two or three.
Mm-hmm.
I still go to the grocery store, get loads and loads of food, and I just chill. Like, so... I'm making it.
So you get the food. You don't sell out. You don't buy all the toilet paper.
No. We been stacked on toilet paper and water, so we good.
I'm essential.
I'm essential.
I'm
yeah.
essential in this.
Essential AF.
Right.
For real.
Man, it's been normal. Like, you know, just been more conscious of, I guess, sanitizing and stuff like that. You know, people probably washing their hands more. That's it.
Probably
not.
I mean, people should have been washing their hands like
in
they
the
are
first
now.
Right.
That's probably
right.
The problem.
That's probably the problem.
No, I mean, exactly. People dying now, like yeah. Damn the doo-doo on my hands.
Listen, people dying that has now. Never died before.
Right. Yeah. I ain't never died before, so.
I like
people. Oh, for real, for real.
No, I just feel like I always ask that question to start my show because I feel like as soon as we going through it, I'm gonna keep asking about it because you'll be surprised how many people don't wash their hands and don't wash their hands the right way.
Mm-hmm. 20 seconds.
You're supposed to sing happy birthday.
Right.
So a lot of people be like, oh, really? Like, that's what you're supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which version of happy birthday?
I mean, you can sing whatever version you want. Depends on how long you want to be at the scene.
It's going to take a long time.
Right. Okay.
My hands are going to be long.
It depends on how long you're trying to be at the scene. That's all up to you.
So the regular version.
Right. The regular version.
Yeah.
That's but what's up. Other than that, it's been a bummer having not being able to do these shows and stuff. Yeah. Like that, you know, now no rehearsals and whatnot. So but when we come back, we're going to come back strong. So.
Yeah.
That's the way to come back.
That's the only way
I gotta
to come
practice
back.
My lyrics and stuff now, man.
You're supposed to be doing that chilly. Now.
Listen, most of them I know, but you know, Po Boy, he throw in a couple of little extra ones here and there.
Hey, I ain't did nothing.
Good old Po.
I ain't did nothing, but I mean, like for me, it's I'm going crazy. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. I need to be out. Like I'm an extrovert, so like just being in the house all day, every day. And then I have kids, so like waking up
you
early
got kids.
In the morning, yeah,
like
I
real life kids,
yeah,
like little, like
man, yes.
Like humans,
like yes. Legitimate
triplets,
no, like
oh, they say you have a party.
Yes, I have kids, yes, yes,
they say you have parties, bro.
No, like
yeah. See, y'all don't be seeing all that.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm,
I know Po Beezy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dang, you a daddy in these streets,
yeah,
like
Mr. Headley?
I got a dad ring on. Yeah, I'm a dad,
Mr. Headley.
Yes, ma'am.
That's crazy.
But yeah, man, like that, man, that social, what is it, distance learning? That's for the birds, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
Kid, man, it's
give me a hug, like.
Yeah, bro. So it's just like, man, I miss being out, man. I was at the point where maybe 6 days out of the week I was doing something, performing, and we had the Trap Live thing going. We were supposed to be starting in April. We were supposed to start another venue out in Tampa.
Yeah,
and
oh, that'd be dope,
man.
Because Tampa, there's a market for that in
yes,
Tampa. Yeah,
definitely.
None of that going
for real.
On.
Yeah, and then you know, just everything closing down. You know what I'm saying? Me being Universal and Disney, it was bad. It was bad. So. Right now, I'm just I'm waiting. Now, I'm not in a rush to get back out there because I ain't trying to go through that.
Okay,
I'm telling you. Like I said, I'm waiting for Outside S. Everybody can have Outside. I'm waiting for Outside S.
For real, for real.
Because I'm straight. I don't have time.
How you been holding up?
I mean, I'm essential. So just like
okay,
just like Lisa said, it's the same for me. I still get up and I keep my same schedule. I'm still walking my dog, playing with my dog. I don't have no kids. I got a dog.
This is I have a question though. So how did like McDonald's become essential employee? Because I mean I understand like
when they started giving free meals to essential employees. Okay,
yeah, for real,
yeah.
I missed that.
You gotta have your
you
ID.
Gotta have your ID, and they give you. I mean, it's a select menu, but
right.
You tell them what you want off that menu when you show your ID, and they give you a free
for
meal.
Free.
Oh, boy, why you ain't telling me this,
man? Shoot, I don't eat McDonald's,
and I ain't even been eating McDonald's like that. But I sure went and got me some fries and some nuggets up there, like
Krispy Kreme.
For real.
No, but I just don't understand
what
that.
What you
said? Something about that glazed donut.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what?
That stuff too sweet. Nah, man.
It is.
It's totally different.
It is, because no cap. I
want one or two of them.
Well, I can't, because I grew up in New York, and we, you know, America runs on Dunkin', so I grew up on Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh,
so
that's filth.
I didn't.
I'm sorry for you.
That is filth.
I mean, well, first of all. Okay.
I just had Dunkin' Donuts. Thoroughly disappointed.
Now, if Dunkin' Donuts gonna sponsor the show, then we love you.
I know,
love you guys. Okay, watch your mouth
because you
never
know.
I get your hazelnut coffee every morning.
No,
the whole world runs on Dunkin'.
I never knew what a Krispy Kreme was until I moved down here. So when I finally had it, I was in Daytona for the first time with Saucy. Shout out to you because I know you watching. We went to Daytona one time and back when the Coliseum was open. So y'all know this was like years ago, right? So we drove past the Krispy Kreme and the Hot Now sign was on. He was like, oh shit, we gotta go. Bust a quick U-turn, pull up, I get a glazed donut, and I was like, this it? Like, this diabetes right now. Right.
But listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something though, right? They have a donut, right? This is a Fat Boy Jim.
Are you gonna talk about the key lime one?
No.
The strawberry one?
Key lime? Ew.
Wasn't it lime?
Reese's? Peanut butter.
Ew.
My
that
God.
That is diabetes.
Listen, not a donut.
Listen.
Come on.
No, it's amazing. But you can't eat the whole thing.
What, you gotta take a bite and take another bite next
listen,
week?
Listen, yes. It's like a communion donut. You got to bite it and pass it. Like
not a communion donut. Oh, Lord.
Bro, because listen, they have one that has peanut butter on the inside, chocolate on the outside.
No. That sounds like diabetes, bro.
They have another one with chocolate on the inside.
Peanut butter
on the outside.
Oh, reverse diabetes. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Peanut butter give me heartburn.
Peanut butter's good for you. You know, it's a
substitute. It's good, but it give me heartburns nowadays.
I'm not eating no peanut butter filled donut. I'm sorry.
No,
yeah, that's too much.
It's a Reese's Pieces.
No, I'm telling you, try. I don't really like Reese's Pieces.
Just a little sliver.
No,
instant toothache too. Like
that's instant. You blink and you end up in the hospital with IV in your arm. Like no.
God, dog.
Wow.
That got dark.
No.
Took a left turn. Let's
make it dark. Oh,
you
man.
Said what?
And then catch that Rona in there.
Listen, that's way
you
too
catch
sweet.
Rona off a donut?
Cause it's sweet.
Nowadays they don't know where you catch the Rona from. Right.
That what I was saying. I didn't understand how fast food became essential. Like I understand that, you know, grocery stores may kind of run out of food or whatever, and you know there needs to be another solution or option, but they are not trained on how to, you know what I'm saying, hand like they are wearing gloves throughout the whole day, the cashiers and everybody. So people come through the drive-thru, and you're taking their money, giving them back the
at
stuff.
At the same
you're
time, just,
they're supposed to change those gloves.
They're not changing no gloves.
Because I used to work at Dunkin' Donuts. And
that's why you like them so much.
First of all,
how we get back to donuts?
You know what? No, I didn't even put that together. But I did. That was my first job when I moved down here. I worked at Dunkin' Donuts, and every time we either touched the food and we had to touch the money, we were always supposed to change our gloves. So if you working at a fast food industry and you're not changing your gloves, then
but it's not about touching the food with the Rona. My thing is, even if you're just on the cashier and you're not touching no food, you're still handing out bags and you're still taking people's money.
Exactly.
Giving people, them back their car.
Yeah, yeah. Cross contamination.
So if 1,000 people come through the drive-thru.
Right.
Well.
Period. Yeah, you know how many times I use my Apple Pay since this started? You got Apple Pay? Cool. Did you?
Yeah. But I don't think all of the restaurants have Apple Pay.
Most of them do.
It's worth having.
Yeah. I use my one. I use the Apple Pay. I went through Taco Bell one time.
Barbecue stand outside the Legion.
Seriously? I didn't know that.
You know
what
I'm
doing? Something.
I only been to the Legion once.
You only been to the Legion once?
What?
You got, hey, listen, when they open back up, I think we going to bust ball? A wide open.
I only been there once.
Shout out to Taisha.
About 1:30, you go outside.
Wade 305, yo.
Smoke chicken coming off that girl. My God.
And then you got Tasha in the back making wings, gizzles, fish, shrimp.
And she take out.
She ain't got them little flyers wings. Oh, she got real wings.
I know.
Grown man wings.
Man, we came in here and got real fat.
Real quick.
That's all everybody been doing is eating. Like, wait, what else can you do during quarantine?
Work out.
After
eating that Reese's donut.
Listen, my freezer is packed. Like, I go to the grocery store every other day because you just never know.
You never know, yeah.
No but deep freezer. We just cook. Like, we cook like a big meal. This day, we let it last another day. And then, boom, we take some old meat out the freezer.
Legit.
And yeah,
because me
has
spaghetti more than one.
Yeah. Spaghetti is a meal that lasts.
It's no better spaghetti. The second day anyway.
No yes, spaghetti, but we literally had mashed potatoes all kind of. We had mashed potatoes. We had just the sautéed potatoes. We had the scallop potatoes. Yep. French fries. Homemade French fries.
And that's the
Irish.
That's the way to do it. But you
potato,
never
potato.
You know, you never notice like how much. If you already kept stuff in your house, like Lisa was saying, then it's just normal for you. You get what I'm saying? Like, we always kept chicken and meat in the freezer. My daddy always stocked up on paper towels, toilet tissue, everything. So when that's all that it started, it wasn't like, oh, shit, we ain't got none. We got none. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you make you a big meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let it stretch.
Let it last for
let
like
it a... Let it stretch.
Depending on how many people you got in your house, because you got 3 kids. Let it last for like a day and a half.
Yeah, through and through.
Through and through.
And then you do it all over again.
Hey, got to.
So wait, Jasmine said y'all need to try Gideon's Bakehouse.
Gideon's Bakehouse.
Yeah, she said the cookies are fire. I ain't never heard of them.
Gideon's Bakehouse.
Gideon? You said it's I've never heard of
them. There's a bomb in Gilead and Gideon.
Jasmine, where is it? I've never heard of them.
That sounds like it's on the east side. a little past this location.
It's on the side street.
It is.
Yeah.
I would say, is golf's open?
Golf's still open. Golf's still open.
Man, that is
if you ain't caught
state
off golf yet, you ain't going to get it. So just go ahead and keep going.
I've been hearing Twisted Treat, though. I ain't going to lie.
Twisted?
I've never had Twisty Tree.
I stood out while I was sprinkling.
You never?
Never.
Maybe. Only thing never. Twisty Tree I had
that was busting was like the chocolate that froze, like that, what did it, cooled down and made the hard shell around the cone?
Yes. That's
what
Twisty Tree. The fudge dipped in chocolate. Dipped in chocolate.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Vanilla dipped in chocolate.
But are we still talking about food?
I mean, I know. I'm
still. Let's get back to the music.
Okay.
Okay, wait, okay.
Me and Case of the
Month. Okay.
We've been killing them.
Right, not for nothing. Ever since this whole lockdown started, they crab been extra juicy lately.
I've been seeing so many crab and lobster.
It's lit.
It's the $1,200.
Listen, I ordered online and I stood out there 25 minutes to get my crab legs. And they was like, ain't no more blue crab. I was like, ooh, thank you, God, because I only eat snow crab.
Period.
So I paid my little money and waited in line.
People can make that at the house, though.
You can't. You can't. But Publix may be having none. Winn-Dixie shut their whole little.
You got to go to Restaurant Depot. Get the big box.
Restaurant Depot.
See, I didn't know about Restaurant Depot.
Yeah, Restaurant Depot.
You know what? I thought Restaurant Depot was just selling like restaurant kitchen supplies. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Look at you.
In addition to the snacks and delicacies, 2020 has been fucking horrible.
No, like yeah. For real. So the first thing I want to talk about in 2020 is
COVID.
I'm so sick of COVID, bro. Like,
what? Not
blasphemy.
Can I just give a shout out real quick? I want to shout out, well, rest in peace to Dexter Rentz Jr.
Right.
One of the greatest wide receivers. That was like my little nephew. I know him for a while. So he, you know, stop the gun violence, man. This kid really had like a future. And he was real, you know, he is signed on with University of Louisville.
Remind me to tell you something off air about that.
Okay. Thank you. And I just wanted to shout him out. You know, rest in peace to my little nephew. D2, Deuce, don't, you know. All right.
Y'all going to have to stand behind me.
Malik.
What? My God.
We got some more Trap Lab members just walking in. Malik just walking in.
What's up, D? Oh, yeah.
Tia, what's up, girl? Venus, what's up?
All right, so one of the things that I want to talk about in 2020, because we just said 2020 has sucked.
Yeah. 2021, my year, though.
Period.
This time.
My year. No.
This time around.
One of the main things that happened recently, actually, is 6ix9ine just came home
and got relocated.
Stupid. Expeditiously, but that wasn't his fault.
Yes, it wasn't
because the girl, the neighbor,
too hard.
True, but the neighbor put him out there.
I mean,
for those of you that don't know, hold on, let me backtrack. Okay, he got out. It was a whole thing between him and Meek Mill on Instagram, and he went live. Tekashi went live and was like, you know, if a rat came home and did more numbers than you did, I would be mad too. But then he made a point of, how is he a rat if the people that he snitched on kidnapped him, tried to kidnap his mom, tried to kill him, do all of this stuff? Would you do time for the people that tried to harm you and your family? Or would you tell what you know?
Listen, I didn't study none of it. But from what you're saying, no, I'm serious. I ain't paying no attention to it. But from what you're saying, they kidnapped him and did all this stuff, tried to extort him, and then he got locked up and he told on them. He told what happened.
Mm-hmm. That's what he got to do.
I mean, if I'm locked up, that's not really snitch, because if there's nobody that can help me, you done kidnapped my family, that's not telling. I mean, that's going after and helping your family. To me, like,
it's a double-edged sword, like, really.
Unless you just want the streets
you
to handle
if you
it,
do,
I guess
damned if you
say.
Don't. Like, they basing that off of a code that used to exist, like, that really don't exist no more.
Right.
Ain't no more code.
Because rap ain't what it used to be if you're going to keep
it
1,000.
The streets ain't what they used to be. There's no loyalty. Like, that's the one thing about it. Like, if it's based off a code, the code is, you my people. Like,
right.
If we go do a crime together and I get caught, you didn't.
Yeah, you don't.
But you tried to kidnap me.
Wait, no, I'm speaking on how the code is supposed to work. Like, if we do dirt together, I get caught, I'm not saying nothing about you.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to jail anyway. Don't make
I'm telling.
You with me? I'm not.
I got too much to live for. I'm not going down.
But if we stick into a code, y'all broke all of the codes first. Y'all done kidnapped me, stole from me, fucked my baby mama.
Right.
Y'all broke the code.
You don't touch women, man.
Y'all broke the code first. Right. And you expect me to stay loyal? Like, that's bullshit. And I hear people talking about it, like, but that's just ignorant as fuck. Like, how could I live with myself if I allowed?
I put it like this. This would make him a rat. If he done kidnapped somebody, people, and did all that stuff, and then when it happened to you, you called the police. That's when it's becoming a rat. You know what I'm saying? Because you did something, and then when somebody did you, and then you went out of tail.
Right.
Nah, that's not cool. But if he ain't never did that to nobody, and they, you know what I'm saying, coming after them.
It's not that black and white. Like, if you got a pedophile living next door to you, he run up on a kid, you see it, you ain't going to say nothing? That make you a fucked up individual.
It really depends on the circumstance. You know, you can never say what you won't do unless you're in a situation. Yeah, because you might have it all planned out, and then when you're hit with it like that, you know, you change your mind. Yeah. Something else, you know, so it just depends on the situation.
Yeah.
But he got relocated because...
Stupid!
Some girl posted on TikTok or whatever it was, posted and said, I'm in my room and Tekashi's in the house behind me. And she showed him taking pictures on the balcony. That's why he had to get relocated.
He got relocated. Look, if you got a price on your head, all that stuff... You doing way too much. You supposed to be just as quarantined as us. Stay your ass inside.
But in all fairness,
just as quarantined.
But in all
if not more. Like, people trying to kill you for real.
But in all fairness, though, he's been that person even before all of this like started. He was that person to go out and do like extracurricular dumb activities.
Understandable, but it's different now. It's different. It's very different now. He needs to understand it. It's in the red.
I don't even know if he knows how to lay low though.
He gonna lay low six feet if he don't.
People cannot lay low, and the quarantine has showed us.
Right.
Everybody was at the beach.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
And now Orlando is in like what, phase two now?
We're still in phase one,
and they can't get no phases.
Speaking of phase one, I need to go get my toes done. I'm just saying.
I won't be going nowhere, man. You better find somebody that's at the house to
get my toes. I thought they had them little press on kits y'all can get now. To the house.
I've been doing press ons and trying to polish my own toes, which is rough. But I ain't gonna even talk about that.
But now
feet is a whole nother thing.
But now guess what? This just in. Now we got motherfucking killer bees coming. Like 2020 ain't letting up. Godzilla.
They're called murderous wasps.
They're called murder hornets.
Yeah, they're hornets.
Wasps.
Yes.
Motherfuckers look like transforming.
They keep sending shit over. I'm telling you, next is Godzilla, bro.
They're
gonna send Godzilla.
King Kong, maybe.
No, Godzilla. Remember,
Gaika!
Godzilla!
Okay.
No, those them bees off of the Hunger Games, though. Remember the joints that she knocked down?
That got people high?
Make you hallucinate.
What
bees
in the Hunger Games? I don't remember no bees.
They got you high. They put you on the acid trip.
You can just pass out. But no, those bees don't hurt people. Well, I don't know what they do, but to people,
exactly.
No. But there's never been anybody that's, you know, died from those. What they do is they kill the bees.
Like 30 people die a year in China from them.
Yeah, they killing people.
But this is what it is. They hunt honeybees.
Yeah,
and if the honeybees go, we go because
they're essential, but how they do it is so thugged out.
They take
the honeybee hive, they take it over, and then they use it to feed their kids, and they live there.
The thorax from the bees. The thorax from the bees. They use that to feed their kids.
First they bite their heads off. which is kind of gangster.
This just sounds real savage.
Basically, what you're saying is you need to become a beekeeper.
Like, no, no, because these motherfuckers can stab through the beekeeper suits.
Yes.
God. Wait, what?
These hornets can stab through, can sting you through the beekeeper suits. Like, the protective shit that they wear for the honeybees.
Okay, but so, like,
how long is the stinger?
Like, no,
like a foot.
No,
it's like an inch.
No, where did they come from?
China.
Okay, no, but like, no, I mean, like,
it's an Asian.
Where was the first one, like, made?
They from the Far East Coast. They from the Far East.
Okay, what you say, B?
I feel like it's like man-made stuff, man, and they just brought it here.
Nice. It's definitely
something, yeah, because
so that population.
Because they actually look like robots. Why things look like little smaller robots?
They're little transformers. Y'all ain't figured it out.
I told you they are the Hunger Games.
Why it had to be this year?
Right, right. They could have came 2 years ago. Nah, 5 years later, they came.
Oh, they been here. Don't get it twisted.
They ain't been here.
Oh, they been here. Don't get it twisted.
When quarantine happened.
That's what I'm saying. But we're supposed to be inside.
But please, somebody tell me how a Chinese bee fly all the way over here.
They fly.
They get on shipping crates and stuff like that.
Nah, that bee had a Red Bull. Got some extra.
But listen, y'all also have to worry about hurricane season coming up.
Right.
Right around the corner.
Oh, great.
Don't remind me.
They're going to blow in some damn sharks in there now.
if we make it the next year, you know, we definitely got to throw a party.
Period.
What? We made it. Like, it's for real this time. We made it. We made it to level 3.
No.
That hard ass video game, you finally get to the next level that you've been playing for damn weeks.
No,
you all your lives.
Somebody posted on Facebook, they said May phase 1, July phase 2, by September, October, we gonna be closed again.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I said that.
That was you?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, look
and
at
then,
you. Daddy
and then
Cole.
My prediction is we're not gonna make it to phase 3. We're not gonna make it to phase 3.
Definitely
we
not gonna make it to phase 3.
We're gonna get to September, they're gonna close it down, then it's gonna get to October, it's gonna be a mandatory close down.
I'm gonna call
then
it from now on.
You got to have election.
That's it.
At the election, if you can't go outside during the election, you gotta mail your vote in. So if you have to mail your vote in, guess what?
Oh, that was you.
Rig. And then guess what? Donald Trump, president 2021.
Hey, Trump get to say whatever he
want
to say.
He listen. Do whatever he want. Like, we
all... With no consequences.
All right, let me tell you how uncomfortable it's been, like, during this quarantine shit, like, to have a random itch in your throat and you're around people.
And you can't scratch it?
You want to cough. You want to cough, but you don't, like, you subconscious now. Like,
not on top of that. Like, the pollen has been so high.
Yeah, it's like whatchamacallit season?
What season?
Allergy season. So now, like, you ever had to fart? and then around people, then you cough with the fart, like,
well,
nah, I fart to cover up the cough. Like,
okay, shut up.
Well,
right.
Man, people judge you about these coughs, man.
Well, what you said, man? Oh, wow.
You want to share with the class?
Yeah, Berlin just gave me. Should I read it or?
Go ahead.
Okay.
What's happening, bro?
I'm gonna let Nikki read it because I. Ain't, yeah.
Don't you handle by that phone?
Don't mind the screen.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
I need
on.
To hear it from you.
Cause I don't want to, you know, cut my fingers.
Right.
Yeah.
No jokes. My bad. Okay, wait. President of Tanzania John Magufuli. Mm-hmm. Has outsmarted somebody. He allowed coronavirus testing kits to be imported into his country. He instructed that they be checked by the Tanzanian security officials. They tested non-human samples, including a goat and a pawpaw, a fruit. That's what they call fruit?
A pawpaw?
It's a pawpaw. Oh, pawpaw?
Something like that.
Yeah. Pawpaw. It's a pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
P-A-W-P-A-W. Anyway. Mm-hmm. The tests were given human names and ages as they were sent off for results. They tested positive of fruit, a goat. Tested positive. Hmm. President Magufuli said something is happening.
Yeah, we know.
What kind of fruit got coronavirus?
It's the coming of the Lord.
No, real talk.
Legit.
I knew something was going wrong on Earth. When they said that the Arctic Ocean, No, seriously. The Arctic Ocean.
Was in there. You was with me, right? With
tested positive for chlamydia.
What? Yeah, I feel like whales have chlamydia.
Yeah, them whales be
oh, these dirty dick whales.
No, that's not Moby Dick.
You was messing with Moby Dick, wasn't you?
Hell, I mean, I don't know. I know.
Yeah. No, but how did a whale get chlamydia?
The same way koala bear. No.
Where is that resource? Wait. Hold on.
No, I mean, I really don't know if whales have chlamydia, but I don't know.
I mean, but when you think about it, what kind of cleansing or purifying does it have other than just having like the salt water? But you got to think about all the aquatic animals that use the restroom in there, give birth.
Exactly.
You if know, you think about they her, throw so much in the water. So let's say
somebody.
They be throwing condoms in the water. Yeah. They be hunching by the lake, throwing condoms in the water.
They be hunching on the beach.
That's the worst way to catch something.
How does that reach that damn Atlantic Ocean?
The Arctic. I don't know. We don't know.
Arctic down. Yeah.
We're trying to figure that out.
That's cold. Yeah.
He said the cold one. They all cold.
It's on the poles.
Yeah, they're probably fucking on the boat.
Boats and hoes.
I don't understand that.
Hoboes.
Okay.
Hoboes.
Boats and hoes.
Imagine you swimming. No, you was like, baby, let's go take a swim in the Arctic Ocean.
No. I see what it's going on.
No, first of all. I can't float, so we ain't swimming in no Arctic Ocean.
You can't float? What you made of, cement?
I can't float. I cannot float. So.
Oh, yeah. No. Little people can't float like
I
that.
Can swim underwater. I can't tread water.
That's crazy.
So, like, I can go underwater and swim like a mermaid.
That seems unusual.
Yeah. I could swim like a mermaid, but I don't know how to.
I ain't never heard that one.
I don't know how to tread.
I can't. I'm still
going to Oh, and quick shout out to the homie, to the homie D'Angelo. On his single, Patience.
Where you at, D?
Y'all caught that, okay? Patience, yeah. D'Angelo DeSoto.
It's like Eddie.
Yeah.
What's Buddy from Jimmy Thunder Early? Patience.
No.
Gotta have patience, little sister.
No, but I don't know. I don't know if it's the fact that whales have chlamydia.
Oh, no, they got it.
But it's a lot in the water, period, though.
Man, that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I don't do ocean anyway, so that's that.
Listen here, man. I gotta see. My water gotta be clear.
Man, yeah, this is just.
But when you think about
what's
it.
What's
fake? Come on, bro.
They done ran out of cotton because they don't even make cotton sheets no more, so it's just.
Who ran out of cotton?
You said what?
The people. On. The factories.
No, wait, hold
no
on.
No cotton?
You said what?
Ain't
no cotton.
Us human, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Why is it now they all of a sudden they start having chlamydia and then they giving it out?
Why is Cosby so concerned with the whales?
I mean, this is so absurd. Like, I don't know.
No, I'm just saying that let me know that there was something crazy going on.
Koala bears have chlamydia too.
Yeah, they hunch some
people.
It think hunching could happen
with stuff. Like,
ain't nobody that hunch no whale.
Well, I had this big girl one time.
But when you think about
what was her name? Beulah. I remember Beulah.
So you think it was planted in the water?
How does an ocean get chlamydia? Like,
it don't make sense.
Wait, was the Arctic?
Yes,
was
it the water diagnosis?
They tested the water. They tested the water. They didn't.
Itself. So y'all done gave it to the whales. Y'all just.
You see what I'm saying? Right.
You know they be testing. They be doing all this testing.
Y'all blame the whales for it.
Talk to us, Nikki. What's going on, though? Talk to us.
So, I got to read a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Ming, hey, boo. She says, all I know is I'm ready for the corona shit to be over because healthcare is crazy right now. How Trump donates to China, I think he donated masks and shit, and I'm reusing masks, and right now we don't have the basic, and we don't have the basic stuff to protect ourselves. And he could have locked us down when it was occurring in other countries, but he waited until it got here.
Yes, he could have. Because just like when the Ebola outbreak happened,
y'all remember
they
that?
Locked it down quick. Right. They stopped people from coming in from over there and all that. My whole thing is, he waited.
Yeah, because I think he didn't. I think he didn't know. They underestimated. Listen, they underestimated the effects of the virus and stuff that they was manipulating. So if y'all have Netflix, y'all need to watch. What is it? Containment.
Yeah, that's a good show. Yeah, I love that.
That literally is. Yeah, that literally depicts what is happening right now. And, you know, and it's happening in Atlanta.
Yeah,
it's a show based in Atlanta in a black, you know, mecca of whatever. So
yeah,
I mean, that's just a prime example of what's going on, and they are, these movies and shows are really signs of what's happening. So people are just watching it for entertainment, but no, y'all need to be watching it and like taking notes, because we're trying to let you know that, you know,
I saw everybody at work, y'all seen Containment, y'all better watch it.
Yes, it's real.
My mama put me on that, no lie.
But you have scientists, so what are they paying these scientists for? They literally are manipulating different things just to see if they could find a vaccine for it.
I don't want to sound crazy.
They might come out with a vaccine next year.
I could have sworn years ago when George Bush was president, he was talking about how decades from now, some shit like that was going to happen.
Correct.
And then
Obama said it.
Obama said the same thing. And then he had
he had a group of people, scientists and people to stop it. And Trump fired them all.
You know, and yeah, Trump basically.
And that's why they wanted to get rid of his health care regime thing, all that stuff too.
My question is this: how did they know this was going to happen?
Because
agenda, correct.
Yeah, you always
when you have a plan. Well, I studied this thing called the Georgia Guidestones, and it's basically 10 stones. It's in Elberton County, Georgia, and they sit up on a hill, and it's basically like commandments. They call them world commandments or something like that. And the first one is saying to keep the world population under 500,000.
Under 500,000.
So we're the world. This is what the first song saying, and it's a different. Like, it's written and carved in different languages: Swahili, Chinese, English, Spanish, and some kind of other African, Hebrew.
Imagine how much land you'd have if everybody was.
Yeah, and no one is claiming to own it. They've been built there since 1980. Like, I researched that because I was like, what the?
Imani said the UN knew, Trump refused to listen.
Thanos was right.
Thanos was right. Infinity War.
Basically.
For real.
Bro, that's, but like the crazy thing about Thanos, he's like the most thoughtful villain ever. Yeah. Like, he was in a sense, he was just trying to help.
I'm not killing you for me. I'm killing you for y'all. Like,
but listen, what if it was like real? Right? What if it was real? And Thanos trying to save everybody. We killed Thanos and then everybody died.
I mean, the people that vanished came back, so I don't. It still
honestly,
wouldn't.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel everybody like it's ain't all come control back. Because really, like,
talk about
it happened and they were successful in it. You know, so it's literally like go home, stay in the house, and let's see if it's gonna work.
Don't
and
go nowhere. You can't drive past 11.
Don't close down the, you know, corporations, and it worked. You see what I'm saying? So it's like at this point, what do we do as people? To be over that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To know what's bullshit and what's not bullshit. Because it's like, I'm not finna sit in the house just to be sitting in the house.
In a house bored.
Right. But a lot of people.
This can happen again at the end of the year. You see what I'm saying?
It's to me, Xbox, listen. Talk to him, bro.
To me, it's all bullshit, okay? Right. They're trying to eliminate the population.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They already talking about how people in the White House are already affected by.
Yeah.
It. Yeah, it was like Trump's one of the closest people.
And the doctor, Fauci or whatever, he has
I'm predicting Bill Gates and the other guy is going to take, you know, is going to take.
No. Did move y'all this. See the.
Move this.
Wait, they say Anthony Fauci was.
No, move it down.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did y'all,
coming into the office because he doesn't want to.
There's a video of the dude, I guess it was like a janitor or something, they were cleaning up, and they were saying, you don't have to worry about it because everybody in here has already got the vaccine or something like that. Like, he was in the White House, and he was cleaning after one of the press conferences. It was like, yeah, everybody in here has already got the vaccine and all that stuff. We ain't got to worry about it. They didn't know that, like, somebody was filming or something like that. So it's like, at this point, you know that there's a hidden agenda.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and they have a vaccine. They're not going to release it. Like I said, they're going to probably release it at the end of the year after the election, and then everything will be back to regular in 2021.
I can definitely agree with the whole vaccine releasing. Either way,
I'm not taking no vaccine.
I'm not taking it. I don't even get the flu shot.
Yeah, the flu shot. When we worked up at Calm, it was two girls that came up there. They was like, yeah, we just took the flu shot. The very next day,
that's it.
They were like ill.
Yeah, I don't do the flu shot.
And I was watching something.
I take my ginger shot. Yep. Good for your immune.
Your elderberry. You got to do your elderberry. Listen. You got to do your zinc.
And make sure you have your vitamin C.
Yeah,
and
get your immune system together.
Elderberry, he's a good man.
He's so sweet. Elderberry is so sweet.
Man, he helped me put my brake pads on.
I don't take. I don't do no vaccine, no flu shots, no nothing. So they release a vaccine for this COVID-19. And I feel like every year there's a new strain of the flu, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to release a virus for this COVID-19 or a vaccine for this COVID-19. And there's going to be COVID-20.
That bitch done grew up a year.
Now you need to go ahead and copyright that.
Like, I'm
COVID-20.
Like, for real, it's going to be something that they're going to be like, oh, well, this is the corona, but we've never seen this strain before. Correct. So back to the drawing board.
Well, off rip, they said that shit was evolving.
Now we
and then I heard something about it got AIDS parts to it, like HIV virus parts to it.
Yeah, because it's an autoimmune. Yeah.
And speaking on that, like when it comes to vaccines and stuff, I heard some crazy shit about what they were doing in Africa. They actually sent these dudes out to act like they were giving the Africans vaccinations and vaccines.
But it
was
a virus?
They were giving them AIDS.
Yeah.
They were giving
them syphilis.
On purpose.
Yeah, they was giving them syphilis back in the day.
Well, I mean, you could take a pill for syphilis, but AIDS, like, they were giving them AIDS, like, let me heal you. Gotcha.
That is ridiculous.
That's crazy. That's
yeah, they have patents on all that stuff. They said that one of the guys that works wherever, attorney general, whatever, they had a patent for COVID-19, although I believe it was 2011 or somewhere around in there. So they had already had this, like, hey, we finna make money off of this. And then look how many news casts, like, we're talking about COVID-19. So they getting money off of all this stuff right here.
Let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about Trap Live Band.
We're going to talk about that later.
Nah, get some of this. Get some of this.
We're going to talk about that later.
I'm tired of COVID. I'm tired of Trump. I'm tired of all of it. We need to get back to the turn up.
Okay.
For real.
All right, so we're going to lighten it up, because that was kind
of
heavy.
Yeah. Don't y'all listen to none of that.
Delete that. Erase that.
Delete all that shit.
Stupid.
Control the population.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like Lisa said. Wait, that was mine.
That was?
Yeah. Dang. Are you still going to drink it?
No, that's her from Mama Mama.
That was mine.
Yours?
Yes.
Pour her some.
He said, I'm sorry.
Give it back.
Right.
I bought that for her for the girls.
No. He said, I'm so sorry.
He said, no, that's what he did, y'all. He said, I'm so sorry.
Just let me get a shot of this.
Pour me some.
What happened when you late and you don't hear?
Dang. Okay.
Can y'all give me a cup?
Let me know
when it's
baby. Y'all. What up, y'all? We talking.
Okay. So, boom. Thank you for giving me some of my drink. Appreciate it.
Well, that's Berlin. That one boom. He will right. do it, though. Boom, we'll get you.
All right. So, let's lighten it up real fast. Y'all ready? Okay. Boom.
Wow.
Ruin a date in four words.
Oh,
ruin a date in four words.
I got the corona. What are you doing?
What do you got?
Okay. All right. Who's next? Shit. Don't all talk at once. Come on. Ruin the date in four words. My wedding is tomorrow.
Oh, that's yours?
My wedding is tomorrow.
Wow. Yep. Who's next? Come on.
I got three baby mamas.
That's five words.
I got one. Your sister still flexible?
Wow.
It's four words.
You're not going to mess up a date with me? Say, give me the chicken tenders.
Wow. Give me the tenders?
Here you go. My card don't work.
That's going to mess it up.
Well, shit, mine don't either.
What's your mouth do?
Good
hey.
Lord.
Dang.
Wow. That's, yeah, depending on,
yeah,
depending
the mouth. She might answer you. Exactly. What it's supposed to. Eat food. Oh, I drink juice with this all the time.
I drink juice with the same mouth.
Aaliyah said, it's just my wife.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Damn, I felt that one. Like, I feel like she heard it. All right, somebody fucked up a date with that before. Like, oh, don't worry.
I think I got one. Okay. Your homeboy dick bigger.
Oh, that ain't fucking up the date. That's fucking up your life.
First of all, time out. Where are you on the date where that was said?
You know, hey, you know, I might have been rubbing in the lap or something. I don't know. Right, that's all right. Is it the first, second, or third?
Let me, is this the beginning of the night or the end of the night?
Yeah, where we at, though?
I don't care.
It don't matter. The date.
Already exposed.
Right? The date already ruined at that point.
It can be bigger. I still got it.
God gave me this. I ain't asked for this.
Don't you talk about what God gave me.
Well, I understand. We're living in the age of the group chat. She's probably on.
Yeah. Right. No, that's facts. Measurements, everything.
Because I know we be getting our facts before we even go out.
No, that's true. No, like, legit. We ask about everything. Y'all do too, though.
You got to get your group chat.
Yeah. Got to.
You ain't in no group chat. You're not,
man, like, y'all don't put me in no group chat. Like, yeah, that's, yeah. I hate the group chat shit.
Shout out to Ken, folks.
Ken.
Ken folks used to be popping. Ken folks. Talk to us, Nikki. What's popping?
Yeah, I've been drinking nothing but wine in this quarantine. This is good, though. It tastes good. Is it, since, you know, we
sharing? It's decent.
Since we sharing my drink, it tastes
good. Because I'm already, like, lit. I'm lit. I've been drinking Hen for like a week and a half straight.
Oh, Jasmine said kids getting dropped off.
That ain't too bad.
I'm like, thank you.
All right, if you're gonna drop.
Oh, to the date? Oh, no.
How much money you make?
That ain't gonna mess the date up.
I don't think that messes
the
date up.
Mess it up for if you say the wrong answer.
Right.
Depending on who you want to date with.
I'm saying if you're a guy, you
have that. To like that. Depends on who you want to date with. Like, yeah.
I don't have a job.
I don't have a job.
That's five.
You can say, I am jobless.
You can just say, no, you can say, don't have a job.
I got two words. I'm broke.
I can't find a
date. I'm broke.
Day over.
We wouldn't even be on a date talking about you broke. What you mean?
You can have a job and be broke.
Okay. Now that's finesse. You broke and still take her out.
What place you know take food stamps?
We going to Wawa, baby.
Listen.
Go ahead and order you one of them subs.
Let Benny Hanna's be like, during the COVID epidemic, we've decided to open up our restaurant to food stamps.
Shit.
We in them.
No, you know what? No, hold on. Time out, pause. Like, no. Oh, not for nothing, and this is like, okay, so I went to lunch with my godfather one day, right? And we went to PF Chang's, and my first time ever at PF Chang's. And they came and they were like, would you like stilled or sparkling water? I was like, I'm sorry, huh? Because I'm not like, right? I never been in a restaurant, like, they asked me if I want stilled or sparkling. So I looked at my godfather, he was like, sparkling. I said, oh, so we fancy today,
okay?
Cool,
I wish you would have said tap. I don't want my water to steal. I want it to tap.
Okay. Tap the back of my throat because it's dry.
$3,
man. Right. Just an extra $3.
I like
whatever.
Okay.
Which my thirst.
Okay. Right.
Spring water is the best water. Like, I watched this testing of water. Spring water is the best.
What? Them Zephyr Hills?
I don't like Zephyr Hills. Zephyr Hills tastes like tap water to me.
I love Aquapana, and I love Aquapana.
Okay. I know that, man. She owe me money.
Aquafina, little sister?
No, it's way upgraded than Aquafina. I hate Aquafina water.
Aquafina's nasty.
This will fuck up a date. Don't go in 7-Eleven and bring me no Dasani or no Aquafina.
Period.
I'm going to bring you.
You better bring me Life Water.
Fiji, baby.
Life Water, Fiji.
Core is good.
Core is good. And Aquafina.
No, what's that water that said it's from the volcanoes in Hawaii?
Oh, that's
Hawaii. Hawaii. Oh, I love that.
The Waikiki.
Yeah. The Wakiwa.
That's good.
I just go in the store. Like, y'all got some wet water?
That's really good.
I don't want none of that dry water y'all got in the bag. All right.
Before we.
Next question.
Before we go, because I need all y'all to like plug y'all stuff before we go. Like, what time is it? Like 8:50?
Nah, 8:48.
Oh,
she said like eight.
Yeah, I was right. Right.
Pretty much.
Round up.
Touch out. She's on it.
Right. Okay. So
we can't let before, none of y'all make a cure.
I said like
it's 8:50. Almost there. It'll be when it turns green.
So last question before we go around and y'all could, or not even go around. Y'all could plug Trap Live. Describe yourself in 3 artists.
Ooh.
So we're going to go one by one and then plug ourselves at the same time.
Like, who could we compare?
Okay, come on, D. Yeah.
No, like, somebody. Not compare yourself, but, like, you know.
Kind of just your style.
Yeah, like, who, yeah. Like, who. Type thing? No, like, who, I don't want to say influenced by, like, who, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, some girls that say. Similar.
Who you see yourself in, or, you know.
Me. Similar sound, some, or, if, yeah.
Like, example, let me do an example, because the word is, like, escaping me right now. But some, I saw a girl answer this, and she said, Jhené Aiko, Drake, and J. Cole.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, like, that's what I mean. So describe you in 3 artists.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Why I gotta go first?
Because you're the lady.
Okay, well, I would say, I'm definitely going to say Missy. I'm going to say Bun B, and Big Crit.
Okay.
D'Angelo, go ahead. Oh, and tell them where to find you, Lisa. Tell them
you can find me.
First of all, whose show is this? Mine or yours?
Exactly.
Oh, I would just help.
No.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Okay, let her
you
do it.
You fucked up the date.
Right. So again, Missy, Bun B, and Big Creek. Go, D.
Go ahead.
I'll say Stevie Wonder.
Woo!
What you looking at? John Legend and Travis Scott.
Ooh. You look like all 3 of them niggas, too.
Like they all had a weird threesome and somebody got pregnant.
But Turner, you can catch DeSoto Mirror on Instagram. Patience just came out. Check out my new single, Patience.
Okay.
On SoundCloud.
I would say.
Oh, Malik. Go, Malik. It's on you.
Yeah, it's on you, Malik. It's on you, Malik. No, I just passed it back to you.
The camera's on you. The camera's on you. The camera's on you.
Whose camera?
Mine.
The main camera.
Right. All right, here we go. Let's do Michael Jackson, woo! Music Soul Child.
I see that.
Mm.
Ty Trippett.
Yes!
Okay.
Ty.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Ty.
All right, boom. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought we was going in a circle.
So, Teddy.
Exactly.
I thought we was there.
No, Teddy, go ahead, baby.
Oh, they're skipping around. They're skipping around.
Malik, and it goes like this.
Come on.
All
right. I would say, I guess I got to rock with PJ Morton.
Yeah.
Miguel and Drake probably. Would be
okay.
Owen. Don't be vibes right there, Doc. I hear him.
Okay.
Owen.
Me, I would say.
Daddy Poe.
All right. I'm going to go with Timbaland. I'm going to go with Langston Hughes. And I'm going to go with Ludacris.
Thanks to you.
I would say T-Pain for you, but yeah.
Owen has his poetic
moment. Go ahead.
That's my boy.
Yes.
You stupid. Poetic boy.
I don't even know, to be honest, man.
But you had all of this time to think.
Jordan Blackstone, Marcus Miller.
I'm thinking about right now.
Jimi Hendrix. Oh.
Thundercat.
Okay.
That's why you be wearing the pants.
Yeah.
Jacket.
Thundercat.
A little bit of Victor.
Okay.
Woo woo.
Okay.
A little bit of Victor Woo, man. And I want to say one of my favorite local bass players, Davin.
Okay.
That's a bass player.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody, these are bass players he named. Bass players.
Yeah. That's our bass player. I would definitely say, cause I get it all the time, fucking Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Gates mixed with Pastor Troy.
Mm. Okay.
And I would say a little bit of Drake.
Okay.
Yeah, you do like the same.
Yeah, you do like the
same. Boom, be hopping on them harmonies.
All right.
The same. I think...
definitely want to add Gucci to my repertoire.
Okay. Okay.
Old Gucci or like new improved Gucci?
Old Gucci. I would add. If I was gonna ask somebody, I'd add Questlove.
Yeah. Questlove. Honestly, Jeremiah just said that he was like, no Quest. Wow, Poe. He just said it.
If I wanted to add somebody, I'm gonna add Trick Daddy.
And
I'm
gonna add Sade. And
I'm okay.
Oh, okay, that's why you got that purse.
And I'm gonna add two chimes. It's a satchel.
Okay,
it's a satchel.
It's metro. It's
okay.
My bad.
It's a
my
messenger bag.
Hey, okay. I got one too.
Hold on. All right. So one more comment, and then we're gonna go around, and y'all can plug yourself.
Sweet as taboo.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
the red cup. Go ahead.
She'll pick you up.
One more comment and y'all can go around and plug yourselves. Ming said she's a mixture of Big Pun, Kehlani, and Jay-Z.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Period pool.
Jasmine said Janae Aiko, Trick Daddy, and Eve.
Hey, Trick Daddy. Yes,
hey.
Sir.
Hey.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah
said nobody said Andre 3000. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, he's a vibe.
I feel like I'm like that.
Everybody ain't like Andre.
Andre is unique.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So at this point, we just gonna go around. Y'all can plug yourself, plug the band, let the people know what y'all got coming up. So beautiful Lisa, go ahead.
Y'all wanna keep starting with me. Anyway, you can find me at Lisa Lynette on IG, Facebook. Trap Live Band. I just also got my articles for Keep It On Go Productions LLC. So look out for stuff that's going on with that. We're gonna be working on that. And that's it.
Plug
Keep
your
it on
fans
go.
Only page. Only fans.
Keep
page.
It on go. No, I haven't set. I actually haven't set that up yet. I've been contemplating.
So, I might subscribe to that one.
So yeah, I heard they've been making change off of that. So you know, I'm all about new ventures. Nah, y'all ain't gonna catch me on that.
Go ahead.
Go
ahead. We got five minutes.
On Instagram, catch me on Boone Hefner. Yeah.
Okay.
Hoes. My OnlyFans. Let me stop.
No, you didn't stop.
Nah, but what I got going on. I'm so fired with the hook, so I'm just now getting on this writing venture and this producer venture. I'm gonna be selling these hooks. If you want one, holler at your boy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Fire, hooks fire.
Go ahead.
Berlin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sorry, you wasn't there?
I thought you was
done. Nah, I'm done.
Oh, my bad. All
right. Follow me on Instagram. That's Big Berlin. BIGBERLAN.
Big Bang B.
You know what I'm saying? On Facebook is Berlin Big Smooth Henry.
Big Smooth.
Big Smooth. What?
That's what it is. You know? I've been on production, so any of you guys need beats, hit me up. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Lined up for y'all.
Yes.
You already know it's your boy Poe Beezy, P-O-B-E-E-Z-Y on all platforms, Snapchat,
Christian Mingle,
Twitter, Christian Mingle, Facebook, IG,
Farmers Only,
Trap Live Band. Make sure y'all follow the band, Trap Live Band, just like that.
Yes.
On Instagram, Facebook. We got a Snapchat coming soon. Just keep in touch with us, you know what I'm saying? Follow us, we will follow back. And, hit us up, man. Writing, producing. Trap Live, we've been working on music, too. You know what I'm saying? We really couldn't get together, you know what I'm saying, because we just got in phase one. But we've been writing, you know, collectively and separately and getting on tracks and stuff. So y'all stay tuned, man. Holla at me.
All right. Y'all already know I'm the Stay Wavy Kid. Come on, Poe. I'm the Stay Wavy Kid. If you want to follow the wave, ride the wave. I'm at Teddy Alexander. On Instagram, I'm Teddy Alexander. On Facebook, I'm Teddy Alexander. On Twitter, I'm all over the place.
That is a powerful name.
When we get
name.
Back outside, I'm going to be at Crab Legs and Karaoke doing it up with DJ The Last Mo and Tony Go Hard. I'll be hanging out at Wine Down and Hookah. Shout out to Karen Issa, DJ Consistency, all them people. Y'all say Stay Wavy.
Stay Wavy.
I'll be hanging out with Vibe Society. Shout out to DJ Samara Jane, DJ Ghost Rider.
Yes.
Okay.
I know what it is. So catch me outside.
How about that?
Stay Wavy.
What's up, Jared? How you doing?
You're not going to play yourself?
I'm
trying
to make sure I look
good
first.
Oh, okay.
It's your boy Malik Hammond. You can follow me on IG at Malikington, MalikinTon.
Malikington.
Oh, he done this before.
That's all you need.
Okay. That's all you need, baby.
That's what's up.
All right, and y'all know me. It Oh, shit.
Never mind. Never mind. It's over with. Never mind.
No, y'all make sure y'all copy that patience, though. For my homeboy D'Angelo.
No, go ahead. Go again. I'm sorry.
No, you
I'm sorry. No, I could have sworn he went. I'm so sorry.
IG, check me out.
DeSoto Mir.
My single called Patience on SoundCloud. Check a nigga out. God is good. Period.
All the time.
And shout out. I just want to give a shout out to all the other local artists that I love and that I follow. I Am Badass, Becky, Smoke. S.K, L.I. Mars, Fresco. So shout out to the old man. We just trying to get it done. Nash, yeah, Beach. Ayana.
Yeah. For real.
Shout out
Orlando. And everybody independent in Orlando.
Marcy White.
Yeah,
and y'all know me, it's your girl Slick Nick, cause we got like a couple seconds left.
Yeah.
Okay.
And y'all know me, it's your girl Slick Nick. Thank you so much for tuning in to another week. I appreciate you. Sponsors, help me, help you, help us. Hit me up. Talk to me. I talk back. I promise. And yeah, thank you, Trap Live. Trap Live.
Thank you so much. Love you, man. Thank you.
Appreciate the love. Y'all.
Thank you for having us.
And we out.
Indeed, to the studio.
Appreciate you.
Come on. I holler.
Yeah, shout out to.
Now it's over, bro.
Yo, what's going on? It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on.